up in terms of blood sugar content. So it's become much easier to control, and I do that at least once a day before going to sleep to avoid, to enable me to avoid any prospect of a hypo during the night, which is the very worst time, because the alert signals that I'd mentioned hitherto, that I, which enable me to keep it under control during daytime, aren't quite so evident when you're dead asleep. I found in recent years that it's absolutely key to take blood tests before going to sleep, and in the event it's my blood sugar reading is low, then my wife will give me some sandwiches, or a sandwich, or a biscuit, or depending on what the blood sugar reading is. And that's a long way from the heating up the urine in a container and watching it change colour. You can actually do that sitting on the side of the bed. The rest is a bit more difficult.
Who taught you to use these new technologies over the years?
Well, I visits to docs who said, "Let me take your blood sugar." And he'd get out the latest contraption, and I'd say to him, "How much are they then?" And he'd say, £50. Or initially, "This one costs £500. And I'd go, "Good-o, hope you enjoy it." But when they became £50 or £100 and much more within my reach, then, the using them is absolutely very simple. And obviously I was able to copy what he was doing to me. And it's simplicity itself. So the technology has certainly assisted diabetic control and made it much easier. And there is a modest investment, but you can get blood test kit now for £20, £25. And the test strips, which are very expensive, are on prescription anyway. So it isn't expensive to do. It's just doing it is the key thing. And recognizing the vulnerable points in one's day, and then anticipating, if one can. I mean, now that I'm retired, if I'm going to cut the grass, even though sitting on a tractor doesn't take much energy, but the peripheral things you do, like even just getting off the mower, walking up, pushing over a molehill, or whatever, all take energy that one doesn't use if one is sitting in a chair all day. So you should give yourself just a touch less insulin. If you're not going to cut the grass and you're going to sit watching the television, then give yourself a bit more insulin. And but just check periodically with the blood test kits that you're on the right lines. If you find, of course, that you're full of sugar all the time, get to your GP or your diabetic consultant immediately, because the regime you're operating has gone adrift somewhere.
Have you always paid for the new technology, or have you been offered some on prescription?
No, never. Only disposable materials, that's what you call them. In the case of the little the size of a cigarette packet, I suppose they'd be little electronic gadgets that give you the blood sugar reading and keep the readings in a memory, so you can recall them if you wish. I have always bought them. I've only ever bought one, and I'm still using it. The disposable materials, which are expensive, as I understand it, the test strips that one inserts into the machine with a touch of blood that you put on them, they can be quite expensive, but they're dispensed. The National Health Service says okay to that. I'm not sure what it would say if you went along and said, "Can you get me a £50 test set?" Yes, I know. I knew exactly what they say.